Blog Talk Radio.
I got to tell what I feel. I got to talk about my life as I see.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy, Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tapped dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the armor. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo. This is Journey Brave and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
Where you at, cuz? Where you at?
I'm here. Hi. Thanks for having me back again.
Sit down with me. Yes. So, a little bit about myself and my week. I've been doing the damn thing. I've been all over St. Louis just having a good time, you know, looking at the art, seeing what's going on, and all that good stuff. And I'm here with you, great people. Wonderful listeners, yes, and bringing you another episode of Indie Up Saturday on the D Hour Network. So we got some hot topics that we're going to get off into. Cuzzo, how you feeling tonight? I'm talking about me. How you feeling tonight?
Oh, I'm getting along. I'm just ready to jump right on into it and do what we do.
Boom. Okay, I got my wine, and it is time. Okay, so what we're going to do here. We're going to spin a couple of records. I know you said that's old, D Slate, but guess what? I don't care. No, I'm joking. But we're going to play a few tracks here, and we'll be right back with our first topic. So here we go with Brenton Brown, A Chick Named Music. Here we go.
Mic check. Joey, turn that vocal up real quick. Come on. Real shit. Because of you. All because of you. Check. You was there when nobody believed. Even family didn't think I'd achieve. Back when quitting was an option, good thing I didn't decide to. Help me survive too, though I was whack in bed and couldn't ride you. You're my everything, the reason I'm without a fear. The only one that would listen, eyes without an ear. Gave me confidence, reason I'm without a care. Know I'll always love my hood, you got me out of there. Yeah, much more than hip-hop to me. You the reason I can raise my sons properly. Took a stand when the world said do what's just crazy. Show me the difference between the real and who it forgave me. So when it's me against the world, you the reason that in my mind that whole fight seems even. Heavyweight match for the belt with it all on the line. Thanks to you I take the odds eight times.
Nothing ever felt so right until she came in my life. Oh, it was a so deep nothing could suffice. Without her I think I knew. I fell in love with a chick named Music. I fell in love with a chick named Music.
Check it, ayo, no cliche lines could define the time I spent. Rhyming to myself, perfecting lyrics, making ends. Now I make the moves to make these unbelievers go repent. I ain't going back to broke because that shit don't make no sense. I'm on my grind, man, I'm mentally composing eyes closed to the haters of the money that you're open. Destined to blow up a dynamite, nigga was chosen. I just shower in success until the Judas I had soaking. Hey, I can stick in shallow waters, I'm in deep and floating. That means I'm on my surface and I have it, man, my people. When I do, I touch the top for a while, then the sleep to the clouds, take a bow to the heavens, save us me. Hey, I'm trying to be the best, I do it all for me. You hustle to pay some bills, I hustle so I can eat. I'm seeing my dreams through even when I'm not asleep. I'm a rapping juggernaut and ain't nobody stopping me, I'm saying.
Nothing ever felt so right until she came in my life. Oh, it was a soul so deep nothing could suffice. Without her I think I lose.
Positively exuberant, motivated, the mood I'm in. She is my soul, the reason you in the groove you in. She gave me heartbreaking laughter, success and disaster. With me when I fucked it up and rocking with me after. Used to think that everything was sweet till I met the music game and found out that bitch was a freak. She liked in many ways, fathering hallways. And there is a people who treat her with love always. To me she is my morning wood, makes me go hard when I wake up. The reason a brother can get his cake up. What I take from her is cool, what she gives is bliss. She's my inspiration, the reason my goal is this. To take it all over, make it all over. Have my name on the charts, new age hover. Blast like Nova, big like Scotia. Always social, dope like cocaine. And nothing else could come in between. The scent of fame she wears is so damn mean. So I grow my lettuce, harvest green. For the chance to advance my dream, you know what I mean?
Nothing ever felt so right until she came in my life. Oh, it was a soul so deep nothing could suffice. Without her I think I lose it. Cause when I fell in love with a chick named Music. Music, Music. Fell in love with a chick named Music. Music, Music.
Chick named Music. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Nikki. Yes, that was hot, honey.
Yes.
But yes, we're going to hop into the topics again. My name is Ray Cole. You are on Indie Up Saturday, The Hour Network, you know, where we have the hottest interviews amongst, you know, up and coming artists and the hottest topics, of course. So we're going to hop right over into it. The first topic we're going to discuss is love and hip-hop star Mimi has a sex tape. Okay, so according to TMZ, it says Mimi, I don't know how to say her last name, Faust, whatever, is finally making love, not war, in a brand new sex tape. And her partner in Slime is her co-star and boyfriend from the reality show. Vivid Huncho, Steve Hirsch tells TMZ, he got a hold of the sex tape starring Mimi and Nico Smith and then contacted them to sign off on it going public. He says Love & Hip Hop producers also gave their blessings, presumably in effort to spice up the reality show for the next season. Also, it's something else TMZ was saying, that she made $400,000 in pre-sales just off the trailer alone. I don't know where to start with this. I don't know where to start. Okay. So first, when I first heard this information, I was kind of taken back because I'm like, damn, you got a daughter. You know what I'm saying? But $400,000, she, yeah, she getting paid. Like, yes, $400,000. What's your thought? Because, like, I'm rambling right now. Like, I can't even get my words in order right now. What are your thoughts on this situation?
Well, I guess it just depends on where your priorities lie. $400,000 may seem like a lot now, but isn't she a mother? Doesn't she want to be a wife? Doesn't she want to have respect? I mean, I don't know. But at the same time, when I speak about priorities, Americans and people around the world are spending billions of dollars on the porn industry. It's not making all of that money because of nothing. So I don't know. I just question what her intentions were. Isn't this old news, putting out a sex tape? Is that really how people are trying to get on? I thought she was already on being on TV and all.
Well, I mean, you got to think about it like this, too. Love and Hip Hop, like, I mean, her storyline with, like, Stevie J and Jocelyn, like, it's kind of run its course. You get what I'm saying? So, like, I mean, they all kind of need something new, or they kind of need to get a new, I don't want to say new cast, but... You know, like, what else is juicy and going on in your life? Like, if you notice, all this stuff is coming out, like, right before Love and Hip Hop is, you know, to come back on. So, I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence, you know. But, like, for instance, Benzino got shot, you know what I'm saying, by his, was it his nephew or his cousin, some relative, at his mama's funeral, you know. Yeah, he got shot. That's crazy. Stevie J got problems with his, you know, with all them kids. So, like, all
but
this stuff
is kind of... Is Stevie J married still to Jocelyn?
You know, I don't know. I do not know.
Yes.
Well, all I'm saying is this. If you haven't married him yet, girl, avoid that situation. Because all them baby mamas, they coming after your dollars. Okay, yes, they coming for your grip. Like, you better look. Get away while you still can. If y'all just want to be F buddies... And friends like that, cool, but you about to mix your money into his shenanigans. What was it, like $1 million he was being sued for? Like, no. Like, no, I'm look, no, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But, okay, so this leads to my next, go ahead, cuz.
I was just going to say, imagine, I just read that she mentioned the possibility of a second season of a sex tape. This is off of AccessAtlanta.com. How about that one? Oh, this is just a preliminary tape?
Well, I said, this is just starting you up for what we got coming. I mean, part of, like, truthfully... Part of me isn't necessarily mad at her. Like, I mean, you live your life and do whatever it is you want to do or whatever you think it is you need to do for yourself. You know, I ain't going to hate on your hustle, but on the same token, I guess I just kind of expected something a little bit different from her. Like, I would expect Jocelyn to have a sex tape. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't necessarily expect Mimi to have one. But on the same token, Stevie J was saying something about, you know, Jocelyn having issues with, not Jocelyn, Mimi having issues with Jocelyn because she sees, like, her former self, like, the way Jocelyn walks in, like, you know, like, I run this, okay? Like, so maybe, you know, maybe she's just trying to see if she got a little spice, a little hey, huh, as Trina Braxton say, left dinner, you know what I'm saying?
I guess,
I don't know. Well, this leads to my next question. Would you ever do a sex tape?
Me? Are you asking why?
Yes.
I would consider doing one with my husband and immediately retain the tape and erase it after viewing. Yes, that would be the only possibility that I would consider to have a tape made. How about you?
Well,
you got one already.
No, you didn't. No. But what I was going to say is, I mean, I look at it like this. We can go into costume gear. Like, I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? I put on a big wig, some glasses, a big masquerade mask. Anybody gonna know that's me?
I was just getting ready to make a joke, but we'll pass on the joke.
I'm just teasing. I really am. Uh-oh, it's some static coming from somewhere. Uh-oh, where that static coming from? But, anyways, okay, well, that's enough of the Mimi sex tape debacle talk situation, whatever the case may be, you know? Right. So the next topic, of course, is our favorite topic, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Woo-woo, can't wait.
Yes. Okay. So back to the beginning of this, of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, because I haven't really got to touch on it the way I want to touch on it. Okay. So I'm gonna name a person. You tell me how you feel about them. Your thoughts. I'll tell you what I feel about them. My thoughts. Okay. So we're gonna start with Candy.
Okay. Yes, Candy. I definitely respect her business savviness. I definitely respect how she goes about wanting to have love and be in love. But I am puzzled on how she can allow her mother to intervene in her life in the manner that she does, especially at her age. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there's something to question. But, you know, it goes, I appreciate Candy showing her versatility, all aspects of her personality in her life. I think she's more open and transparent than a lot of the other housewives. And she just stays in her lane, but she will let other people know, not her mom, but she will let other people know when they're crossing the boundaries. Gone, Candy.
I say, I'm not the one. I definitely respect Candy. Like, I would love to have a career similar to hers, because if you check her out, she's comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she writes for something for everybody. She's always getting awards. Like, I definitely wouldn't mind having something similar to hers. Like you said about the whole Mama Joyce thing, I agree that she does need to get her some business. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. Like, you need to get you some business. But on the same token, you know, just dealing with people that have been in situations where they choose questionable people, or they have a pattern of choosing questionable people, you know, as someone that cares about somebody, you don't want to see them, if you think they're going, you know, into, like, the danger zone, I mean, you at least want to warn them. You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, I'll warn you after that. I'm done talking about it. This is who you want to be with. This is who you want to be with. You know, but, like, I just think that's probably where her approach is coming from. Granted, I don't think it's cool, like, when she had her sisters ride down on Aunt Candy, assistant and friend, what's her name? Carmen. Yeah, I'm like, these old biddies about to beat that ass up in here. Like, I mean, they ready for war up in this piece. You know,
but you know
is,
what?
Hey.
Carmen got the message, because when it came to that plane, when she seen that Mama Joyce pulled up, she got high-tailed it about it. That's right.
Well, I mean, she got the message, but on the same token, I mean, come on, let's be for real. I mean, Mama Joyce might know how to, you know, might have a 1-2, you know what I'm saying, or might know how to box a bitch down, but
yeah.
Carmen is, you know, like, I mean, yeah, she probably could handle her own, but it's like, what do? Your mama keep disrespecting me, and, like, if she was somebody else, I'm going to slap her. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely think that Candy should, you know, hey, Mom, love you, but I'm going to need you to chill a little bit. You're starting to run people out of my life, you know. But anyway,
what?
That's,
Well, we don't have to worry about it now. They got married earlier this month, so congrats to Candy and Todd.
Yes, yes, yes. Congrats to you guys. Like, I mean, hey, do what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? To get ahead for yourselves, you know. So, hey, congrats to you guys in that play. Just from the clips we saw, it looked pretty awesome.
And it sold out all 5 shows. It looked very well put together. I definitely respect young people who are living their dream and able to put on a polished professional show or event and just represent. So, hand clap to that.
Yes, snap singers. Okay, so the next person, Nene.
Well, Nene is the person you love to hate. It's funny to watch her, but I couldn't see her being one of my friends. I mean, obviously, she doesn't know how to keep friends according to how she treated Cynthia on the Watch What Happens Live, how she did Kim throughout all those seasons. And Lord knows, I just don't see, I mean, even with her wedding, how she did her friends. And I don't know, she's a special person, the best of luck to her. I'm kind of over Nene at this point.
Well,
the mean girl,
I mean,
spirit doesn't work.
So, like, I really like Nene because she's funny. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she kind of rocks her shit. Excuse my French. I'm working on the whole cursing situation, so you guys have to bear with me. You right now we're in the storm, okay? So yes. But anyways, but no, Nene, like, I like her. I respect her. I mean, I think she went from, I don't want to say rags to riches, but that's kind of what it was, you know, what it was. But no, Nene, she just, the last few, you know, calling Cynthia's husband out of her name, and then the way she apologized about it, like, oh, well, you know, I just say what I say. That ain't how you apologize to no damn body. Like, I mean, if I'm supposed to be your friend and we're supposed to care about each other's feelings, like, that's the best you can do in, as far as an apology is concerned. Like, I mean, you know, you could tell Cynthia kind of was like, you know, like, I don't want to lose you as a friend, but on the same token, like, how dare you? You know, so, like, just watching her on the Watch What's Happening Live and how she just kind of, you know, threw Cynthia kind of under the bus, it's like, whoa. But, you're saying that she hasn't said anything negative about you, but yet you're saying something negative about her. Like, I agree with you. Like, it seemed like it's too much to be your friend. Like, you know, like, if I got to kiss your booty cheeks to be your friend, like, these lips weren't made for that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, these lips, yes, these lips don't do that. Like, you can shoot fly, you know what I'm saying? Keep on stepping. I'll find somebody else that wants to be a part of the Cynthia Bailey experience. Like, that's what she needs to let her know. You know, I mean.
Well,
I'm
we'll
just
see.
Saying,
I know we'll get to Cynthia, but let me just say, Cynthia seems not to have a backbone, but I'm glad that she's at least stepping up and seem like, you know, she'll pull back a little. And if she does not, after what Nene says, I'll really think that she's spineless. And I'll be ready for her to go, 'cause I really like the weakness.
Well, I love Cynthia, though. I think what she kind of, like, my thing is, like, you could just tell that she kind of just watches, which I think is not necessarily a good idea, because sometimes you got to shut it down. Like I told when we were talking about it before, like, this is how it would have played out had that situation been me and my man. She would have said, Peter, you're acting like a bleep. I said, hold up. I'm boogieing on that bitch. Like, what you mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who man you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate your friendship, Nene. You know what I'm saying? You're a cool person, Nene, but you crossing that line right now, Nene. You know what I'm saying? That's how that conversation should have went. Like, ain't nobody talking about Greg or whatever his name is. Like, don't come in my man like that, sweet. You know, like, you don't want to have to. She should have let the Bonquisha roll on out of her and got her together right then and there.
I mean, I understand being classy, and don't get me wrong, I like seeing her, but I mean, you've been on for a couple of episodes. It's time to pick it up. When somebody's coming for you, I need someone to be able to stand up and stand out.
I agree. I mean, because that was totally inappropriate. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? You don't call nobody, especially we're supposed to be friends. Like, out of all these people, we're supposed to be the closest of friends, but just how you coming at me like, no, ma'am. Like, we're going to shut this down before it go any further. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, whatever.
Seems
you know
like
what I'm
she
saying?
She has a lot of friends, so maybe Cynthia's just dispensable, obviously, to her. So,
well,
if Cynthia ain't falling for
it,
I'm up for it.
Well, you got to think about it, too, like this. I mean, maybe she's just using people to get what she needs to get ahead. You know what I'm saying? Because if you think about it, Cynthia has... You know, she's a somebody. Not saying that Nene's nobody, you know, but she's a ex-model, so she knows a lot of people in a lot of different places, you know,
exactly.
Outside of just Atlanta. So, you know, maybe she, I mean, I would hate to think that. I don't even really want to say it about her, but, you know, just the way you could throw people off to the side, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's almost scary, you know, but that's enough about Nene Leakes. Still,
yes.
Oh, wait, no, that clothing line. This is my last thing, and I'm done. Out of all the stuff them people laid before you, the shirt you pick is like a big purple Barney. I'm looking like, really? Like, this has nothing. This says nothing about fashion, but all the other stuff is a no. Like, girl, bye. Like, see you later. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just not working for you. Okay, so anyways, the next person. Go ahead.
I may accept a gift from her line, but I more than likely will not be spending my hard earned money for that, if that's what she's going to be representing.
Unless she's going to make it affordable and put it at JCPenney's, I won't be I won't be up in that bitch either. Sorry, I won't be buying nada. Love you, Nene, but you know, hey, like, I'm not going to be paying a certain amount of money for no purple Barney shirt. Like, no, man. But anyways, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said a mouthful, right? Anyways, mm-hmm. Okay, so the next person, here's Cynthia. Phaedra.
Phaedra. Yes.
That's what
yes,
you're yes, I live for Phaedra. OMG. She is like silent thunder. Okay. Yes.
And like, I love her video diary. She's just so quick and so funny. And even though I think she needs to act out in certain situations,
yes.
I like how she's reserved, but yet gets her point across. You're not going to move and shake her up. She
yes.
will let you know where she's coming from, but she keeps it classy. Maybe it's because she's working on all the principles she wrote up in her book about being a Southern belle, having that Southern charm.
But she's been doing it consistently, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, from the first season she got on until now, like, I've never seen her, like, really raise her voice. And, like, I love it. Like, I want to master that. That's like an art. Like, you could just sit there and be telling somebody off real soft, and it's cutting them up. Like, they can't even take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't raised your voice over a certain level, and it's like, ooh, you swift and sassy, and oh my God, I love Phaedra. Like, Phaedra gives me life, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, no, her and Candy Tootie always got a business.
Exactly. I was just getting ready to say that. Passed her mortuary test, and... You know, she's still an attorney, and she has her, I was going to say vibrates, that's the candy of mine, but she has the, what is it when you can shock people?
Oh, a stun gun. I need me one of them. I got to drop somebody, yes.
She has that line going. She has her book going. That's why, for the life
yes.
of me, I can't understand what the hell is Apollo's problem.
Man, he needs to get with the program. Like, I think he thinks that he's the brains behind the operation. And, sir, No, you're not. Like, I mean, nothing against you. Not trying to put you down, but it's clear to everybody that, that watches that Phaedra is, like, really smart, talented, and, you know, like, and really you should be happy to kind of be on her own, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, pretty sure she can get somebody else that, you know, ain't putting her through all this stuff, but we definitely have to get to that topic about the whole Kenya situation, because I got to tell you how it would have played out. Has that been me?
Go ahead and get to it.
Okay. Yes, let me clear my throat. Okay. Has that been me? And I would have walked up in there and saw my man who I just told, hey, I have a problem with you talking to her because of not only what she said about your family, what she said, but she said shit about you. Use my French. I'm working on that. You know what I'm saying? She's been talking all this stuff about me. Wooda, wooda, wooda. We are not friends, okay? So do not communicate with this person like that. You know, if you communicate, at least don't be stupid enough to get caught. So what would have happened was I would have walked in there, saw her over there bumping her gums with my man and him giggling and shit and laughing and bumping his gums with her. I would have just walked up. You know, she walked up like, what's going on? And sat down, had a seat and want to listen in on the convo. No. I would have walked up and slapped the shit out of Apollo. Okay, soon as he would have fixed his lips to say anything, I would have slapped the dog shit out of him. Then when he would have fixed his lips to say something else, I would have slapped his ass again. And then I would say, get up and let's go, okay? We about to book. Like, I already informed you that this ain't acceptable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, and if she got something to say, you can get slapped too, okay? Like, I mean, I understand that might be a little bit violent, a little bit aggressive, but you know, that's the only language some people understand. And apparently Apollo don't get it. He don't get communication. He don't get, hey, I really don't feel comfortable, because I felt so sorry for her. Like, looking at her sit out there on the porch by herself and, you know what I'm saying, pride wouldn't allow her to walk back over there to get the key. Like, you know, I feel so bad for her. So I was just like, ooh, Phaedra, please just punch him in his nuts. Like, just do something to make her feel good.
That's so funny, because I'm sure that scenario would have ended differently had the cameras not been there.
You are probably right. She probably didn't want to act up on camera. You know what I'm saying? And shame on you, Bravo, for setting up that scene. You know this is something that's bothering this woman. You know what I'm saying? You
shame
know this is
Bravo.
Bothering her.
The shame is
shame
on
Bravo.
Kenya. Huh. Well, you know what? Bravo could have set it up, but Apollo fell right into the bait. Peter them tried to stop him. Ty went over there trying to intervene. He thought he was the man, but, you know.
And Kenya.
I mean, mm-hmm. But
you know what ends up happening? She gonna get her a man, and what's gonna end up happening is somebody's gonna do the same thing that she's doing to Phaedra to her. You get what I'm saying? That's just how the universe works. Like, what you put out there, sometimes, you know, God has a way of showing you, or the universe, or whoever you believe in, has a way of showing you. They're saying what goes around comes around. So you're gonna find somebody you really care about, you love, that maybe you start a family with, and then you're gonna have some tack head, you get what I'm saying, trying to throw confusion into your circle. So, you know,
or
hopefully I wouldn't.
It could be another person, or it could be your actual husband doing what Apollo was doing. But
exactly.
I feel sorry for anybody who would want to get with Kenya after seeing her for the second season. Her tactics in dealing with people and love and relationship and having self-respect as a woman, I don't get it. I don't agree with her thought process, if she has any. It's too cold and calculated. So anybody who gets with her, I mean, I think they're already going to be part of playing the game. So
it
may not faze her.
You know what, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go on to a song and or two, and we're going to prepare for the next interview. With with her, you know, she said something about she got 99 problems and, you know, the dick ain't one. But the thing is this, though, if that be the case, then, I mean, where your man at? Like, every time, you know what I'm saying, every time they go somewhere, everybody got their man, you got to take your good Judy with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, where this man? Like, you know, everybody else is strapped with their boo.
The man at Walmart, remember, that's who the man she was, yeah, naming off all these, and don't get me wrong, no, he was Home Depot. You can work wherever you want to, that's not what I'm saying, but it doesn't seem like she'll get any type of quality man, regardless of where she finds him at, where he works at, or what have you. You know, before you move on, I just want to transition real quick into Portia since we're talking about Kenya.
Get that ass, Portia.
yeah. Portia. Beat the bell, Portia.
Let me tell you something. Like, me and you discussed this before because me and her, we're cousins, so we talk all the time about the shows that we like. And, of course, this is one of them. If you couldn't tell, we've been talking about it for 20 minutes. Anyways, Kenya would be, like, a very cool person if she left the shenanigans at the door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, yeah, Portia supposedly beat that ass, but we're going to have to come back to that. I'm going to spin a record right quick, and then we're going to get it in with our first interview for the evening. Okay, so we about to play Charlie Boy, Wake It Up. Here we go.
Man, BK made this shit.
Stop cussing, little boy. Y'all know who it is. Charlie Boy,
man.
Slim Thugger, Big King, hold up,
I blow that mutt,
yeah,
drop it low,
yeah,
bring it back, get it go,
work,
hold up,
throw that mutt,
drop it low,
shit,
bring it back, get it go,
all the bad,
wake it up,
all the bad,
wake it up,
all the bad,
wake it up, throw it back, wake it up,
all the bad,
wake it up,
all the bad,
wake it up,
all the bad,
wake it up, throw it back.
Bro, let's take it to the booth. All my DJs, you know what to do.
She make it stop, then go. Look at her, whoa.
Throw that mutt,
yeah.
Drop it low,
yeah.
Bring it back, get it go.
Work,
hold up.
Throw that mutt,
drop it low,
shit.
Bring it back, get it go.
All the bad,
wake it up.
All the bad,
wake it up.
All the bad,
wake it up. Throw it back, wake it up.
All the bad,
wake it up.
All the bad,
wake it up.
All the bad,
wake it up. Throw it back, wake it up.
California T.
All right. We are back. This is the D Hour Network Indie Up Saturday. I am your girl, Ray Cole. Holding it down with me tonight is my cousin, Nikita, the Black Russian. That's the name I gave her. But anywho, that was just Charlie Boy. Wake it up. I don't know who it was that just came on that last verse, but they brought it. Okay, so we're going to get ready for our first interview for tonight. Okay, born Jamel Shelton, raised in South Bend, Indiana on the east side. Hey, east side, yes. He's 24 years old, I'm sorry, and was raised by a single parent. He loves all type of music and is willing to work with all good local artists. He says on his downtime, he likes to play video games and write music, said he's constantly working on music and the grind never stops. You can't help but respect that, right? Because we all out here trying to grind and to get ahead. So let's give a warm D Hour Network welcoming to Loud Hevo. Here we go.
Yes, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. Yes, well, welcome to our humble station, you know what I'm saying? Yes, thank you for coming on. So we're going to go ahead and swan dive right over into this interview. Okay, so first question, what is the inspiration behind your name?
Behind my name? Man, it just came about, man, being in the hood, man, just messing around with you know, with the little hood people, so you know, like they really created the name and stuff. It was like, really, it came from my peers and me being around people.
Okay. And that's the best type of name sometimes, the ones that people give you, because that's what the people choose to call you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. Yes. Okay. So, I'm sorry. Tell the listening audience what you want them to know about you and, you know, pretty much what are your goals with this music thing?
Man, just to touch people that's not here amongst me to hear my music, man. So, like to touch bases with everybody, like have everybody hearing my music. Like, I have a lot of stuff going on, and I like to share that with the world, basically. So, it's like I'm grinding so everybody can hear me.
Okay. I saw that you produce as well. You not only rap, you produce.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Get that coin itch. I ain't mad at you. Yes. Get them coins. Okay. So another question here. What obstacles have you had to face as an up-and-coming artist?
Man, like, in my city, like, some people, like, think they're above everybody, so it's, like, it's kind of hard trying to touch bases with this artist for a feature because, you know, everybody be like, he from this side of town, so I don't really want to mess with him. So it's like, man, some people can be biased, but luckily, like, I got welcomed with open arms to everybody. Like, everybody was like, this man got talent, so everybody been trying to work with me. So it's basically that.
No, I can definitely feel you and relate to you because I'm an up-and-coming artist myself, and, you know, sometimes, like you said, like, I think some people just don't understand the concept of networking. You get what I'm saying? And the importance of it, because, I mean, not only that, like, if, you know, some people just are too unreachable, but yeah, I definitely feel you on that. Cousin Nikita, the Black Russian, you got any questions you want to throw in there?
Yes. I would love to know, how do you remain consistent with getting your raps out there, building your brand, building your profile? What could you share with our audience?
Man, I'm going to tell y'all, like my OGs told me, man, like, you know, like, you never want to be a basement rapper. So, don't
okay.
make music if just... Like don't make music if just you and your homeboy gonna listen to it. Like, I put a lot of money in the promotion and, like, traveling and doing that. So why just let, like, my people that's around me here and I'm putting all this money into it. So it's like, man, trying to get it everywhere.
And
like I constantly read. That's what keep my mind sharp. I'm always reading on new stuff, watching the news. So it's like I got to stay up on all the current events.
Okay.
Yes, I agree with you. Look, me and her were just talking about that earlier. Like, you got to know what's going on around you, or opportunities and all type of stuff will pass you right on by. So I definitely feel you, brother. Definitely feel you. Yes, yes. Okay. So, next question. What was and or is your proudest moment as an up-and-coming artist?
As an up-and-coming artist, when I first heard my song getting played, like, in the clubs and the radios, just to see people, like, just to see people vibe to my music and be like, oh, like, I like this certain song. This one was cool, but, you know, this one kind of better. So it's like, man, like for me, like, I love criticism. I love when somebody tell me, oh, you did this wrong, you could have did this. That just made me go back and work harder.
Okay.
I said the same thing earlier. Yes, she did.
Heard our conversation. I love critique. Are you spying on us, sir?
I'm joking.
But no, that's definitely, I feel you, because you don't, if you are not open to critique, I mean, you can't possibly grow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you definitely need people to let you know. Like, some people surround themselves with yes men. No, you need some people that's like, no, boo, that ain't the business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you boogieing by yourself over there. You know? So, yes, I definitely feel you on that. Okay, so this is a fun question, okay? So if you could work with any artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
I would like to work with Pop, though. That'd be a good look. Him and, like, currently right now, Kendrick Lamar, Wiz Khalifa.
So
I have a bunch of them, I love to work with them, so.
Okay. So you just spoke it out into the atmosphere. You never know, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, they might hear it about, who is this dude talking about, you want to work with us? And they start looking you up. You know, you never know. So, Nikita, you got any more questions over there? Like, I don't want to overlook you in the Q&As.
Oh, no. I'm just listening and just taking it off, Lynn. I'm just wondering, when you're doing shows, how do you prepare for your shows? Do you have a routine?
Ah, hold on, I read your bio.
like before I go on stage, you know, we pray about it, and then after that it's like it's party time, like we're gonna party, so it's like that's what we do. So
okay, boogie this up in here. Okay, cool. Okay. What projects are you currently working on?
I got a mixtape coming out. It's sponsored by Coast to Coast. It's my third mixtape. This one is titled HMFD. So, like, I'm dropping that probably, like, July 11th soon. I got a lot of artists, like, signed to me, so, like, I'm trying to get their projects together and getting them to push their music out here. So, I got a lot going on.
He said, my plate is full. I don't need, look, don't put no more on here. You know, I take it, put it on another plate.
Started your own label.
Huh?
Started your own label.
Oh, yeah, yes, ma'am. I had to do that because, man, I got tired of getting pulled around by these other guys.
Boom. Okay. I mean, that's how you do it. I mean, if they can do it, you can do it, too. That's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of tips would you give to up-and-coming artists who don't really appreciate or understand the business side?
Man, if you don't, like, if you don't take the proper precautions of looking and reading up on stuff and, like, you know, it's a lot of people out here that show you how to, like, do the business side of stuff, but if you don't take heed to that and use it, like, you might as well pull your pants down and bend over. Like,
with your pants down. No.
Wait, Nikita, can I at least get some basil?
That's
like,
not funny. I'm sorry, but you're right.
So, like,
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start laughing like that, but it's just the way you said it.
Yeah, like, I don't watch a lot of people come and go, like, guys just from my city that make it and then don't really know what the hell they're doing and they get messed up. So it's like, you got to learn by example.
You're right. You're right. Okay. I got a few more questions here for you. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Man, in 5 years,
yeah.
I see myself... Man, I'm really, like, I see myself, I see myself a million-dollar guy, you feel me? So it's like,
yeah.
I'm working towards that goal now. So I'm just trying to make sure that my family can eat and all my artists is not starving.
Okay.
So you're trying to take care of everybody.
Or slim, like that, like, if you forget the people that you grew up with, they always come at you, like, ask Chief Keef, like, if somebody always talking bad about Chief Keef, that's because he's not looking up. So it's like, you got to help the people that helped you.
I definitely agree that you should help the people that helped you, but on the same token, I think sometimes people help you just for that reason. You know what I'm saying? Because they see that you're making it, and they want to be attached to you. You get what I'm saying? I know that sounds bad, but it's like they got a hidden agenda. You know what I'm saying? As of why they're helping you, like now, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Like,
definitely look out for your fam. I'm sorry. Go ahead, boo. I'm sorry.
But you kind of figure like when stuff start going bad, you kind of figure like who the real ones is because they start dropping like flies. So it's like,
yes.
So like the ones that there when you got it, and the ones that's not, like you always can tell which ones is which. So that's just how I tell it, and I try to stay away from. I just try to stay away from negativity. Period. Like,
yeah.
I'd rather just go smoke and get high about it. Like.
You can relate to that. Now, I have a quick question. What about the creativity side in 5 years? Where do you see yourself developing to?
I think a lot, so it's like everything. Like, man, like if y'all go check my Facebook, I had y'all cracking up. Y'all be like, this dude just come up with off the wall stuff. So it's like, man, my mind is always wondering. So it's like, I tend to write down, like, most, like, 95% of whatever I think of, I write it down and just come to it, you know, so it's like, man, so
that's definitely
I'm a
smart way to
person,
do it.
Though.
Yeah, that's definitely a smart way to do it.
I made a song about a threesome, and it's like, wasn't nobody even talking about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely an angle. Like, I mean, Hot Topics is what sell records, because I don't know if you heard of the Fly Young Red. Have you heard of him?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, man, okay, well, look him up. We ain't going to get into that right now. This is about you right now. So where can the listeners find your music or more information about you?
I'm on SoundCloud. Under Hevo, H-E-A-V-O. I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook, I'm under Jamel Shelton, J-A-M-E-L-E, Shelton, S-H-E-L-T-O-N. On Twitter, just type in Hevo. I'll pop up. And on Instagram, I'm Hevo Marley. So Some of y'all, go come check me out. I'm everywhere.
Okay. He said he's everywhere. Whatever social media you own, you can find him, player. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So also, tell us a little bit about the song we're going to play for you today, Threesome.
This was on my first mixtape. I recorded like 150 songs for the first mixtape, and we went and boiled them down to 12. So
wow. Well, I mean, hey, that's the process. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, okay. What was the inspiration behind it? That's that Tupac process. So if you pass away or something like that, you can be putting music out well afterward. So I don't see nothing wrong with it. Yes, yes, that's securing your legacy. That's what that's called. What was the thought process behind, you know, I mean, I guess I kind of know. You get what I'm saying? But, like, I just want to know.
basically based on a true story. Like,
uh-oh.
It just, like, man, it's crazy. Like, I can't even get into detail about it.
So you a freak? That's what I just heard. Don't pay me no attention. I'm just teasing. But any shout outs? Is there anybody you want to say hello or, you know, looking out to?
Man, shout out my personal producer and my manager, Mentine Kenny. Shout out my brother Bird G, because without Bird G, I probably wouldn't even start rapping. Shout out my whole hood. Man, just shout out my whole hood, man. We going through something right now. Can't speak on it, but, man, my team going to make it.
All right. East side. Uh-oh. East side. I'm from the east side of my town, too. So, yes, east side. Yes, sir. Okay. represent. Anyways. Okay, so we about to get off over into this track. It's called Threesome. Again, where can we find you? Ed, where can we find your music? Just for the people that were asleep or just didn't hear you, say it one more time.
Oh, man, I'm on SoundCloud under Loud Hevo. I'm on, I forgot the other site, but, man, just type in Loud Hevo, just Google me, and I'm going to pop right up.
Google him, boo. Google him. We about to get off into this Threesome. D.I. will end up Saturday. Here we go.
We getting it in. Young Hev. Swerve off music. It's just her, her friend, and me. 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 Having a threesome. Having a threesome. Having a threesome. Having a threesome. It's just her, her friend, and me. Having a threesome. It's just her, her friend. Joint roll, time to deal. Got fresh, hopped in the whip. Yo girl, she call my phone and her best friend, they tryna kick it. They know what I do. Why one when you had two? Check in for my new ports and the last thing you heard was Zoom. Smoke watch before I got there. Crystal on, smell fresher. One girl called super thick and her best friend named Sarah. She said she never did this, she don't wanna get embarrassed. Smoke two of these dumb things, she gave a as we started these lessons, it was a good investment. Slapping on they cadets and feeling on they breasts. Stripped out some clothes and we know what's next. Turned me to a chain, by the way she gave me her neck. It's just her, her friend, and me. 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 Having a threesome. Having a threesome. I'm loud like, so she let me hear the home run. Her boyfriend keep calling. She put her phone on silent. She say, fuck that chicken. We high as a pilot. Before she hit that spin, she was begging for my play paper boy, point star fair. Got mad at dude
her friend, and me. It's just her, her friend, and me. It's just her, her friend, and me. It's just her, her friend, and me. Having a threesome. Having a threesome. Having a threesome. Having a threesome. It's just her, her friend, and me.
In the name of love, or playing safe, for a while that was easy. And if living for myself is what I'm guilty of, go on and sentence me, I'll still be free. It's my turn.
Right. Call me Noah on the mic, do my work in 7 days, change the world's ways. 2 hours strong, no, why she wanna up and change? Europe love me, but the streets don't know my name. I need a 5-mic mixtape. I'd rather have my bar sampled by a nigga long before I let him get a taste. These other boys on the kiss and tell. Chick ain't the one that wants your man. I want your cover double XL. Already labeled something serious. My mirror's deficient. They kiss if you say in my lyrics till they get it. Insisting on living life by these verses until they listen. These niggas is different. They ain't smitten. They like experiments in time. But lack of serious in rhymes. Finding my name was kinda cool. But now they came and found me too.
For me to see what I can see. I hope you'll understand. This time is just for me. It's my turn.
Sing it for me
to see what I can see. It's my turn. With no apology.
I'm on a scoreboard. So Shelton warns you, don't ignore. I'm borderline, something bigger than gifted. I got a verbal disorder that's sorta a mental illness equivalent. My flow is sickening. I'm a family's meal ticket. This chick is a glass of wine with 2 sides of fried chicken. The victim of criticism when critics write. I read it into a sentence, something scripted and fitted on something heated. That nigga ain't want a verse, he ain't mean it. I don't believe it. Never guess me on your track. If your ego can't stand the beating, what you see is the beginning of that new old school. Talk breezy out the gate because I'm so full. Only 2 bars left because I gotta save 2. K Black wanna beat the chick singing so soulful.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back. The Hour Network, Indie Up Saturday. I am your girl, Ray Cole. And if you are listening currently and you'd like to be a part of this show, if you are up-and-coming artist, singer, writer, playwright, author, pianist, guitarist, I don't care what you do. If it can be considered a form of art and you want to come on to the show, hit us up at either dhour@gmail.com or indieupsaturday@gmail.com. Yes, and we will get you on the show. That commercial just kind of did something to me about the whole bullying ad. A few minutes to reflect. I got bullied when I was a kid. I think mostly everybody got bullied in some way, shape, form, or fashion, but this generation, people like killing themselves. Like, if anything, I think bullying probably made me a little bit better, because it makes like, you want to bully me? Like, oh, I'm about to show you who the hell I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, you know, it's a sensitive issue, you know, but it's just like, you know, people like going off the deep end, in my opinion here. But, you know, that commercial just, you know, brought that out of me. We can move right along because Nikita got some juice, honey. Yes, let's go.
I don't know if it's my juice, but just piggybacking off the last topic, because we didn't necessarily finish with all the housewives, according to TMZ, on the 16th of this month, an arrest warrant was issued for Portia regarding the fight that pursued the reunion show. I am baffled why Kenya, according to this report, wants the DA to file felony aggravated assault charges against
her. Wow. She must have been
aggravated. If anybody was aggravated, it was Portia. If that's not the boy calling wolf, I don't know what is, because she taunted and teased and just disrespected this woman for so long. And then you can see, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying, I'm agreeing with you that she provoked her into spanking that ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
And then when Portia obliged her, you want to file charges? Are you serious? But I'm not necessarily surprised. I may be sounding like I'm surprised just for the dramatics of the report. But, yes, she is a punk. She got that tail tap. I don't condone violence in any way. However, you know, if you start stuff, you keep poking. Anybody who's backed into the corner, with the exception of Cynthia, I don't know, I haven't really seen her come out strong. I'm sorry. But,
besides, they ain't gonna do nothing.
Well, you, I guess, I don't know. Portia, she had all she can take from her, because just when you're looking at the clip, she has a megaphone now, she has the wand.
Yeah,
and
she's antagonizing her. Yes, you got what you say for it. Don't what you say, don't come for me unless I send for you. You came for Portia, and she taught you the principle of don't start nothing, it won't be nothing. That's what she showed you. Okay, like, she got tired of her, and then I don't let you talking about situations that ain't got nothing to do with your storyline. You talking about my man. And I mean, just from the little part that we see, you know, from us watching, like, the vlogs and stuff. But, you know, like, I mean, is anybody surprised that she finally got that ass whooped? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think anybody anywhere is, like, in shock. You know, like.
But I'm kind of happy she did it. Again, I don't condone violence, but sometimes, like you were saying earlier, people don't understand communication and trying to work with you. They understand give that ass tap. So,
yes.
But don't go to the police now wanting to press charges.
And say, oh, no, you want to get a criminal record, you trying to mess. My thing is, I mean, on the one hand, Portia, no, you shouldn't have put your hands on her. You get what I'm saying? Like, unfortunately, she took you to that point where you felt that you needed to touch her. You get what I'm saying? But on the same token, if you keep picking at a person, keep picking at them, you know what I'm saying? If you keep picking at anything, an animal, a bug, it's going to attack. You know what I'm saying? Eventually. So hopefully it's something where she doesn't get in too much trouble. And, you know, really, shame on Kenya. So, you know, take your ass whooping like an old, what's it, what is she, pageant winner, and keep on moving. Like, I don't want to call her old. I hate saying old in regards to women because we all getting old. Ain't nobody guaranteed to be young forever. You know what I'm saying? But shit, you act like excuse my French, you act like an old bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you act the way you act and the stuff that you're doing. You want everybody mixed but your own. What happened to your production company? Ain't you supposed to be promoting that during the show? You too busy up in Phaedra and Apollo situation. You too busy commenting on other people's stuff. Like, this is your time to do something because you could be replaced on that show. Anybody can be replaced. But, like, you have a platform to put your business ideas or whatever it is that you want to do out there. That's why I love Candy and Phaedra, because they doing a damn thing. Every time the season come on, they got something new they selling. Like, that's what I'm trying to be on. You know, like, all that other craziness that you doing, like, you are wasting your potential and your purpose right now by being into some silliness. You know?
Well, she loves being the other woman. Obviously, she doesn't have a problem with it.
Yes.
King,
I mean,
that is.
Well, I'm not going to say she don't have a problem, because I can't comment on that. I mean, just from what she's giving off on TV. Like, I mean, granted, I think she's doing it to tick, you know, Phaedra off, of course, because, you know, but really it's not making her look bad, it's making you look bad. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's making you come off a certain way. So, you know, Kenya, that's cool, but we're going to transition into another topic here that we came across on, I think it was Madame Noir.
Madame Noir. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, I got to get my French on. but okay, let me get down to this topic. Let's see, where is that? Okay, pretty much, to make a long story short, I guess people are starting to put social sites out there pretty much putting women on blast for being homewreckers. And, you know, this article, they're pretty much, they don't necessarily agree with that principle, or doing stuff like that. I mean, me personally, I don't think it's necessarily right to put the business out there via social media, but on the same token, you can't tell a person how to act when they're in their feelings, especially if they feel like this person has broken up their house, wronged them, stole their man, and all those type of shenanigans, you know what I'm saying? But on the same token, you know, really, if a woman steals a man from you, I don't like, you can't really steal nobody. I mean, he was already ready to go. But, like, if a woman comes to you, gets your man and scares on off, really, I look at it like you did me a favor because he wasn't down with the team no way. You know what I'm saying? If you can pick up and go that easy, like, you did me a favor. Thank you for taking this scum off my hands. You know what I'm saying? Take him, and I pray that he don't do you the way that he did me, because remember this, the same way you get a person is the same way you lose them sometimes. So, I mean, I get what they're doing, but I just think that that might be a little bit much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I charge it to their feelings. What's your thoughts? Cause,
I'm not quite sure if social media is the route to go to resolve your grievances, because what can anybody else do? The pain is there. Feel it.
go through it, remember it like muscles, and make sure you don't get into that position again. I mean, what can you do?
I mean, yeah, like I was told a long time ago about the beast called love. I mean, my thing is this, if people want to be with each other, they're going to be with each other. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what the situation is. And, you know, a lot of times women especially take it to the other woman. Sometimes, you know, she might not have known nothing about your situation. You know what I'm saying? Or nothing about you. It ain't like most men. Now, there are some honest men that'll tell you, hey, look, this is what it is, and you can't help but do nothing but respect that. But there's a lot of people out there, you know, they live in double lives, triple lives. You know what I'm saying? Got babies all over town and ain't telling nobody about them. So, you know, you can't really, in that instance, you know, if that's not a homewrecker, she's just as much as a victim as you are. But if she knew good and well about your situation and came in anyway, I can understand you feeling some type of way. But on the same token, I look at it like this. My loyalty don't lie with her and all them. My loyalty and your loyalty should be with me. So if you break that bond, like I said, she did me a favor anyway, because apparently you was a you was a traitor. You know what I'm saying? You was a enemy anyway. Yes, you was an enemy. Like, she did me a favor. Like, I'm sleeping with the enemy. Like, nigga, you go that quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, man,
but
you would have really sold me out.
This particular article, and I like Brooke Dean. She wrote the article, and she was just saying that, I'm sorry?
No, I'm listening.
Okay. Brooke Dean, she was just saying that when she went on this site, because she was actually looking for information about dating websites. And so when she came on, the stories that she actually read, it seemed to come from people who were dealing with women who knew about their situation and still indulged themselves, kind of like the king situation. You know, regardless if she wanted the guy or not, you know, she's crossing boundaries. When someone tells you, look, do not do X, Y, and Z, you don't have the right to say it don't matter what they think.
you can, but
it's really not going to work out in your favor. So, I don't know. I think it's interesting, but I don't think I'd be visiting the site nor posting anything up there or being in the situation. Hopefully, when I pick the right husband or he picks me, excuse me, when the right man finds me, we will never have to worry about this site being an issue. So
I definitely agree with you like that. I feel like that's my only arguments that I want to have with you is who cooking dinner, who washing the dishes. You get what I'm saying? Like, if it ain't simple stuff like that, if we arguing about other women, then I really don't want to have any part of this situation. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have anything to do with you because apparently you don't respect me as a woman. You know what I'm saying? Or you don't respect me enough to make me the only woman in your life, and you trying to make me an option, and, you know, that just ain't going to fly. Like, I'm sorry.
It's more about them. You talk about respecting you. Yeah, that's true, but that's indirect. The direct disrespect is they don't respect themselves. They don't have integrity. You know, they don't say what they mean, and they don't do what they say. And I'll just go from there. It's disrespect for themselves. And you can never be with someone who
don't respect themselves. Yes. You're absolutely right about that, because you don't respect yourself. Bubba, what happened?
All I got to say about that.
Okay, boom. I thought I had lost you for a minute. I'm like, where'd she go? Okay, but no, yeah, that's definitely the wrapper up of that conversation. Remember that, young ladies, if you're listening to this, if a dude don't respect himself, how in the hell can he respect you? And if he show you what he is, believe him. Okay? All right?
But
if he ain't willing
to
do right by you, leave him.
Right. Why don't you talk to the young men who may find themselves in an Apollo situation where they have a hound-like king coming at them?
That's true. My thing is this. You got men, you have to be willing to shut it down, too. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. She want to laugh and giggle in your face. But at the end of the day, I should never feel, if I'm your woman or if any woman, I should never feel that another woman is a threat to our situation. I should never feel like you're just going to disrespect me and continue to do something. And, like, if I'm feeling that way, like, we got a problem. You know, like, you know, and it ain't no good problem. It's one of them, we about to end this shit right now, and you can go on about your business, and I'm going on about mine type of problem. You know what I'm saying? Like you trying to insult me as a woman. You know, like, you don't want to take it. It's like, you know, that's like a deep cut, like, really? Like, you know, like a really bitch moment. Like, I mean, I pray that I'm never in that type of situation. I mean, when I was younger, I was in some silliness. But just as a grown-ass woman, like, I know, like, we either ride or die. We ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I feel. Like, if I can't rely on you, ride or die, please, you know, just don't even come this way. You know, yeah. Stay over there. I'll be all right. You know? But what we're about to do is we're about to spin a track, and then hopefully we'll be getting it in with our second interview for tonight. Again, this is Ray Cole, D.I.W.R., Indie Up Network, my cousin Nikita the Black Russian, holding it down. Yes, yes, yes. So we are going to play D. Aaron Anthony. Posse, here we go.
Okay.
Yes. This is Ray Cole with the D-Hour Indie Up Saturday. We are back. We're about to get it in with our next interview. Yes. So here we go. Let me get this loaded up right quick. Boom. All right, here we go. Born March 31st, Jennifer Ann Dickerson was born into the drug and violence-infested community of Compton, California. Trapped in the harsh realities that Compton presented, Jennifer found herself struggling with everyday obstacles that seemed to plague her community. Finding her joy in writing, she discovered a freedom that allowed her to uncage that she was holding inside. Her joy for writing allowed her to discover her love for music, especially in hip-hop. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, divas and hustlers, all that, let's give a warm D-Hour welcome to Miss J. Ann, y'all. How you feeling?
I'm feeling so blessed. How you doing?
I am wonderful. I am absolutely wonderful. I'm happy that you called in, girl. My cousin Nikita, she rocking with us tonight. Say hi, Nikita.
West Coast in the house. Yay.
Yeah, she is from the west side as well. So, yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
You said she's from Cali also?
Yes,
ma'am. Northern California. Stomping ground out in Southern California, too. What's up? How you doing?
I'm all good. Happy to be calling in. Happy to be talking to y'all tonight.
Awesome. The feeling is mutual, sister. So we're going to go ahead and swan dive over into this interview, as I like to say. Okay, so first question, what is the inspiration behind your name?
My real name. My real name is Jennifer Ann. Jennifer Ann Dickerson.
Okay.
So all I did is just shorten J-Ann, you know, try to keep it as original as possible. So it's basically my identity, you know. It's really who I am. It's no, like, gimmick, no other name. It's really Jennifer Ann. That's my real name. So it's just shortened. I wanted to keep me as far as possible in the music.
Okay. I like that. You say, this is me, honey. Say, I just shortened it for you. Yes, I heard that. Okay. In your bio, it reads that your music and melodies are inspired by the neighborhood that you came from. Can you tell us a little bit about your neighborhood and your upbringing?
Well, yeah, you know, as everybody knows, not to sound so cliche about being born and raised in Compton, California, but, you know, I grew up in the violence, the drugs. Both of my parents were crack addicts, you know, so dealing with that and just everyday gang violence that existed. You know, people don't really understand why it was so bad living in Compton, because it's such a small city. Like, if you've never been here, it's, like, literally, like, four main streets, you know, in Compton. It's, like, very small, and it's overpopulated with people. So it was, like, very hard, you know, trying to really balance understanding what all that was, you know, like people just getting killed,
right,
like every day in front of you, like, and you're a kid, so you're trying to, like, is this normal? And everybody thinks it's
right,
normal because, or maybe they're, I don't think it's normal, you're just used to it, you're born in it, and you're like, this is life. But
I never,
as a kid, I always was like, what the heck, this shit is crazy, you know, like, man, people was just dying, and it's just, people was just on drugs, and it's just pitiful and depressing, you know, and that's
yeah,
what music, like, I want to change that. Even now, I live in the same neighborhood I grew up in, you know, a lot of things have changed, but it's still the same in some on some levels, but I just want to change that in any way I could do with my music, like, if I could, when I blow up, and I'm not going to say if I, when I blow up, you know, and
yes,
I can come back to my hood and just show people that it was possible. That's my whole goal, that it's possible to do something. Just because you're born into this kind of environment doesn't mean it has to be your life, you know.
That's
yeah,
right. Girl, you be little cut on, you singing to the choir, you don't even know it. Like, no, I definitely feel you. I mean, and not only that, you know, your bio, you were born in 85, so, I mean, you growing up, that was like when crack was like at its peak, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the crackheads and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, yes. You know, I trip off of, I still see some, you know, around here, even since I was a kid, that's on drugs, and I'm like, wow, you know, not to even judge nobody, but just to know the damage that it done to, you know, a lot of people. So many people I know got killed, and like you said, I grew up in the 90s. I'm an 85 baby, so by 95, I was already 10, and it was
right,
probably at the murder rate at that time, you know. So it was
wow,
crazy, you know. Well, what you hear is in those eras, I say now kids, they have a little more freedom. It's not people pressuring you into gang banging. As a woman,
right,
I really have to deal with that. But at that time, it didn't matter if you was a woman or not because it was women gangsters. So they didn't care.
Wow.
So, you know, it was a shoot you or whatever. So, you know, thank
wow,
God it got better, though. It's changing everywhere across the world. So it's better. It's still bad, but not as bad as it used to be.
Well, being
yeah,
a woman out in California, even if you weren't pressured into being a gang, I mean, your family members, more than likely your boyfriend was part of it. So you were dealing in that world, whether you liked it or not.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is out here anyway with gangs. Like, a lot of gangs is like a whole family, you know, like the whole family would be from one neighborhood, you know. That's how it is. Like, when people start migrating out here to Compton, it's like one family took up a whole block. Now everybody is like, you don't even have to get put on or none of that. You're just born into the game, you know. That's
wow,
how it is. But thank God it's changed, you know. Kids have an opportunity nowadays, you know, to be kids. They're not pressured
to make
into
it.
Yeah. So thank God
that's,
for that.
That's craziness. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just being in that type of situation, just thank God, you know, that even you made it out. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, hey, anybody could get in that type of situation. Anybody could be a casualty
of that. Long Beach Boulevard, you know, that, you know, prostitutes. I mean, I just thank God because that could have been me, you know, like, I didn't have it easy. I have to deal with a lot of mental stuff as a woman on physical
right,
sex. I'll be honest, cause this is why I'm an artist, you know, to really help direct my experience, you know, maybe they can help somebody. So it was a lot not to even get caught up in that ring of BS, you know. Thank God, even though my father was on drugs and my father was present. Like, you know, he worked still what people would call a functioning addict, you know, still
okay,
made dinner and all this, you know. But, you know, I didn't never go to bed hungry, so I have to thank God for that. I never had to wear dirty clothes, even though I was stuck in this situation, you know. God still had his
right,
you know, blessings on. So I really have to thank God for that, you know.
Yes, 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 yes. Man, that's deep, man. That's deep. If I was you, I'd consider writing a book about it, you know, because that's,
well, she
you know.
Well, she wrote two novels. Is that,
so,
what are your
one, that's what I started off with.
You started off with the book?
Yes, writing. I started off with writing poetry.
Okay.
I really tell you, I am surprised that I'm a rapper. So far, so surprised that I always loved music and I've always been writing, but rapping, like what I do, is still like a shock to me, you know. I started
okay,
with the writing, though. I guess God was preparing me for this moment right now.
Okay, so you didn't even know what was awaiting for you on the other side of that curtain. You just started writing how you felt. I feel you. I definitely feel you on that one, sister. Yes, yes.
Nikita, do you have any questions you want to throw out there?
Yes. Yeah, so what is your process for writing? You did the poetry. I see that you wrote for your high school newspaper. You have 2 full novels. My hat's off to you. And now you ventured off into the hip-hop. What's your process in writing and bringing your thoughts and feelings to the world?
Well, actually, it's just free thought. You know, I just, you know, say that it's God bringing the words to me. I know people might be like, oh. But really, that's, like, really, like, true. You know, I started with the writing, the poetry, and the books. But, you know, it was like nothing was happening there. I guess the crowd, I couldn't draw. I went to poetry meetings and all that, you know. And I'm like, damn, I had such a talent to write. Like, the words was grasping people, but it wasn't doing it the right way. So basically, when I get ready to write, I just sit down and just let it come to me, you know. I'm not really a content writer where I sit down, and even when I wrote the 2 novels that I wrote, and, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to sit down. I just write and let the characters play into themselves. The same thing I do with my music. When I sit down and I hear a beat, you know, I just, like, write. Now I'm starting to come up with concepts and stuff. But other than that, I just let the whatever's inside, you know, flow out. You know, I'm not really trying to sit down and dictate it a certain way.
Okay. Hey, everybody got a process of how, what works for them, you know, in regards to coming up with, you know, different stuff. So I definitely feel you. Definitely feel you. You just don't know how much I feel you on certain stuff that you're saying. I'm just going to leave it at that. You're like, yeah, because I don't know. But, you know, yeah, I definitely feel you. The life of an indie artist, baby. Yes. Okay. What obstacles have you had to face as an up-and-coming artist, especially a female MC?
A lot. Sometimes, you know, it's first of all, with being a woman, you know, that's always considered. You know, you have to balance. But I'm 29. I just turned 29, so I don't have any kids. You know, never been pregnant. So it's like, am I just wasting my time on music and I can have a family life thing? But you know what? It's more like, so I feel like I have made a lot of sacrifices, you know, like, on that part, because I just feel that this is what I'm made to do so much, like, I can't even break away from them. But a lot of obstacles is, like, people not taking you serious. I don't know if you guys seen my pictures. I don't really look like a rapper, so people don't never expect me to do what I do, you know. But I would say the obstacles is, like, crafting. I'm mastering my craft, you know, like, that's the obstacle in itself, to try to really learn music and sit down and be the best. And, you know, we just think, oh, you're a rapper. People just think you get in the studio and you record and it's that easy. No, it's work. Like, it's really work learning all this, the sounds and music is like patterns,
right?
And all this is work, you know. So those are like some of the obstacles. Other than that, I don't want to say, you know, I have a lot of obstacles. I'm trying to be more in a positive way of, like, lessons, you know, and things this guy's showing me. But that's the
okay.
Most obstacle, you know, trying to get my music heard, too. That's another obstacle, I'm not going to lie. Gain fans, you know, people really know that you're serious, that you're not doing this just like you're like a gimmick or a fluke, you know.
Right.
So those are some of the obstacles.
You're something to do.
You know? Yes.
Nah, I definitely feel you. Okay. I mean, I like the way you worded it, that pretty much you don't want to, you know, because me and my cousin, we try to practice that principle, not really reflecting on the negativity. You know, because sometimes you can get caught up in negativity and you'll lose your whole purpose. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? But, you know, you sound like you definitely have your head on your shoulders and you know what it is that you want to do. And, you know, I like your music. I was listening to it earlier. I'm like, all right, just a little, you know, I can see this, you know, bumping in the ride, you know, bouncing a butt cheek or two to it, you know. So I definitely, yes, definitely feel it. Yes, you know, and just much respect to you, because as a woman that's trying to, I'm not a rapper, I sing and I write, trying to be a part of the same, you know, feel like it is tough, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes it seems like men don't even take you serious if you got a set of tits, you know, but, you know, you just have to keep pushing.
This is all funny. Someone told me the female rappers in the music game is like the WNBA and NBA. Nobody wants to see the woman dunk. So, you know, it's, you have to, but I think we can break that. You just have to be who you are, and that stuff is gonna come to like deter you from your dream, like you know, it's fear, like process of fear. Like people come to you, they energy come to you for a purpose, you know, and it could be for God to strengthen you or whatever. But like I ignore a lot of that stuff, like man, whatever, because especially with a dude, like if a dude really went there, like I don't have nothing against man rappers. I hang out with nothing but dude rappers. My whole team are nothing.
Okay.
But I'm the only team on my team, but I tell a dude, like, lyrically, I'll probably eat your ass up, excuse my language, you know. You have to have a certain, like, respect. You have to tell yourself, like, you know what, I got it. No matter what people say, you know, like, if you got it and you feel you got it, you got to believe that. And once you show that to people, they're going to respect it regardless.
Can't do nothing but respect it. Yes, ma'am. You can't deny the applause. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can say whatever you want to, but you can't deny what's happening. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely feel you. Yes, ma'am. And so to whoever that was that told you they don't want to see the female dunk, get ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. Like, she's coming. You get what I'm saying? Yes, get ready. Okay.
But as long as some people feel it, that's all that counts. If you got 11 people in the room and only one person feel it, then you did your job. You know, that's how I feel.
Right. You're still winning. You know what I'm saying? Still winning. Yep. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so what projects are you currently working on?
Well, my project, The Crossover, I'm working on that right now. I'm almost basically finished with it. That project is like something new for me. That's really not the style I've been in, but I was kind of like on a road of feeling like I'm preaching to the choir. Like sometimes I feel like an artist, a lot of things is bigger than we are. Like, you know, you might meet some artists, and no disrespect to them or what they do, but some just want to stay in a lane where, you know, we talk a certain way. But I want to go into the people that's on another level, you know, the people that's,
right,
you want to call it life or whatever you want to say, you know, because I club too. So I ain't classifying
right.
them as nothing. The people that hasn't just graduated to that higher conscious. I really started off with the conscious music when I was learning about the government and all this stuff. But it's
right.
like those section of people already understand. So it's just like, who am I really trying to reach as an artist? God gave me the talent to do this for a reason. So who are the people
right.
I'm really supposed to talk to? You know, the people that came up like me, you know, that didn't get the chance or the opportunity to really see, like, you don't have to be stuck in this situation. So my new project is basically... it has the sound of today, but the message is still very conscious and motivating.
Okay. I was just talking to my cousin about that because she was letting me hear some of her choice selections, you know, of us Cali rappers. And I was like, you know, California is like the only place where they telling you like it is, if they boogieing on your ass. Like, I mean, you know, got the boogie flowing with it. Like, I mean, I just thought that was so cool. And when you just said that, you know, you kind of want to, you know, go to the next level and reach the clubs, I'm like, you about to let them have it and boogie on them at the same time. Like, that's all, I'm sorry, that's all I kept thinking about. Yes. Boogie on them.
That's my whole mission. I want to make you dance, but at the same time when you're dancing, I want to make you think.
I
want to
make you
something.
Think. Yes, yes. What a good way to get them. Yes, yes. Nikita, did you have any questions you want to? Oh, go ahead. You already beat me to
a little bit. I have a quick question because I see here I'm reading off the wall pad, and it says here that you're here to save the world by showing the world that soul music still exists. Could you discuss that a little bit more? I thought that was a profound statement.
You know what? I said that because, like, we take the soul, you know, like, probably since then, though, my perspectives have changed a little, you know, about that, though. But it's like we don't – when I say soul, I'm not necessarily talking about music that has, like, soul, like a soul sound, like an underground. I'm talking about soul, like touching people, like
right.
making people alive, you know, like some music.
Being the spirit.
You living dead, like, almost, like, it ain't telling you nothing, but, like, nigga, grab a jack, kill a nigga, and even in that, in some levels of that, I think that's okay, but it's like, you have to awaken people, you have to touch people, you gotta make people feel something deep, like, when they live, like, I like to use Tupac as an example, not because of the violence and the things or whatever people want to say to East Coast, like, none of the negative things, but I'm just talking about, like, if you were put on a track right now, like Dear Mom, Dear Mama, or Shed So Many Tears,
right,
how it still affect you today, like how it reach inside your heart and twist it, you know, that's what I'm talking about, like, that kind of music. Like, even if I made a song, just, well, a person that didn't have the kind of thought would think it was all negative, but I touched the person I was supposed to touch, and, like, it touched their soul, and it helped them see something different. You know, that's what
right.
I, you know, with the music. It might, person might be confused with that. Like, you said soul music, but I put your CD in, and it just sound like a club sound, you know. People can't differentiate the sound and words. You know, people just hear the sound of a beat and be like, oh, this is totally bad. They don't never listen to what artists say. A lot of artists out today are like that. Like, they're really making good sounds. Not everybody, but they really got a message in their music. But just because you hear the beat and it sounds like a club beat, you know, people don't want to listen. But
right.
That is my main thing.
Right.
Still, you know, like, I want to wake you up. When you hear it, you'd be like, dang. You know. Well, hopefully I reach that though.
How do you go about networking then? Because you talk about having the beats and actually the lyrics are conscientious and helping people raise their level of awareness of their place in the world. I get that. So how do you network with these producers and people who can help you achieve your goals?
Well, basically, I stay online my whole day. And my life is set up in, like, a weird way. You know, I'll just be honest. I work for my family. You know, it allows me to be on my phone constantly and doing music. So even I work at a burger stand.
Okay.
My family works at a burger stand. So even while I'm flipping burgers and taking orders, I'm constantly on my phone, you know. And I'm reaching out to people, trying to find people that, you know, while we live in a technology era where there's so many artists trying to reach out to different artists,
yes,
you know, over page and I'm trying to be a little different. That's why I thank God for writing, because I just feel like I know how to word words, you know, a certain way, you know, or something like that.
Okay.
But I just believe this is totally my job. Like, if I don't get on the internet and reach out to people and how I reach out to you guys, you know, and just looking for radio interviews and all that, you know, it's not going to get done, you know. So that's what I spend most of my day doing. Inside my team, you know, Lil Lee, G-Prime, they make beats, you know, and all that. But I do reach out to other artists, you know, to get beats and all that. But it's just about being online and having the right words and the confidence. Everybody ain't going to want to hear you, but and it's about leaving
right.
with those artists trying to get heard, too. Those artists.
Right.
Not the ones that are trying to sell you they beat for $700, but they ain't never did nothing. They did something because they made that beat. I ain't trying to say they ain't never did nothing, but, you know. You
but we get what you're saying.
Too. Yeah, you know, but.
It's like you entry-level, bruh.
Yeah, you know, those artists are struggling too, you know, and they trying to get heard too. So those are really the people I look for, the people that's trying to get heard too, just like me.
Boom. Boom. Yes, ma'am. I'm happy you said that because it's, like you said, it's a lot of people. It's like, look, you know, I'm not trying to downplay what it is you're doing in your life, however, comma. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be serious because if you entry level, which most of us are, I'm entry level, you know, we just getting the ball rolling. So, you know, like, you definitely have to be willing to network, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, granted, everybody might not have what you're looking for and vice versa, you know. But, you know, the thing is, some people turn their nose up at the whole idea, and it's like you living in a delusional world if you think you're going to make it without networking, unless you know somebody somewhere. But what we're going to do here, I'm going to have to ask you a few questions. We're going to have to wrap it up because I still want to play your song, and we're kind of running out of time for the live part. So, where can the listeners find your music and more about you, and do you have any shout outs that you want to do?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at It's Your Girl JN1. Again, at It's Your Girl JN1. Also, I'm like I said, I'm working on a crossover. I'm gonna be flooding the hot new hip hop, that Piff, all that with that very soon, you know. But until then, you can still look me up on SoundCloud / It's Your Girl JN. No, I'm sorry, not It's Your Girl JN. JN331. You can find my music on Hot New Hip Hop. And to make it easy for you, if you just type in It's Your Girl JN .com, everything about me will pop up, you know. And I would like to, of course, shout out my team, Lil Lee, Pharaoh, G Prime, my whole family. you know, because they really, like, support me, you know. If you don't have that, you know, people that can really support you and believe in you, then it's hard to even make it more, you know. So I shout out my team, you know, for, like, really showing support and being here. And they doing their thing, too. You can find their stuff on that piss. You can look up Lil Lee.
Okay.
I got to just shout them out, you know, because they doing their thing, too. So, you know, I just want to shout out everybody. Me, you know.
Basically. Hey, if they want to come on to the show, hey, let them know about us. We got opening slots. You got the email address. You know what I'm saying? And you know how to get a hold to us. Go ahead. You know, tell anybody that's serious about it, trying to be up and coming, that's down for the get down, hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Get you on the show, you know.
I will put that. Any artist, if you don't mind, I'll even put your email in there, like, you know, when I do my
social
network.
Okay, go
right
ahead. Anybody. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Yes, I wish we had more time, but I'm going to go ahead and get off into this record. It's J.M. What it do, fo? Boom.
Motherfucker, I'm ill.
You are now listening to a JC Production.